This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 18th, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, September 18, 2014. It will now come to order. Madam Vice Chair, I believe we have a few late submitted documents.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document number 14-44, draft of AO 2014-13, Act Blue.
Do you want to move the other one as well?
On the minutes?
No.
No, the other one, well, we're not going to consider it.
No, but do you, so that
I can move
on the
it. All right. And agenda document number 14-46, draft of AO 2014-11, HCSC.
Okay. Is there any discussion regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. The first item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Madam Vice Chair.
I move to adopt agenda document number 14-45, minutes for the open session held on August 14, 2014.
Any corrections or comments regarding the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes by a vote of 6-0. The next item on today's agenda is a draft advisory opinion 2014-11 for Healthcare Service Corporation Employees Political Action Committee. A blue draft was issued on the public record just yesterday. So at the request of a commissioner, we're going to let that draft stay on the public record, and we are going to defer action on that matter today. Perhaps we can resolve it prior to the next meeting by tally vote, or we'll bring it to the table at the next public meeting. So the next item on our agenda is discussion of advisory opinion request 2014-13 from Act Blue and Nevin Stepanovich and Amy Rothstein. Welcome, thank you. Of the Office of General Counsel are here, and I want to welcome Steve Gold and Melissa Flores on behalf of the requester. You're welcome to come to the front of the table. I don't know if there'll be any questions for you, but if there are, we appreciate your input. Welcome, and thank you for coming. Mr. Stepanovich, do you want to present this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 14-44, response to a request for advisory opinion filed on behalf of Act Blue, a registered non-connected political committee that receives earmarked contributions through its website and forwards them to designated candidates and political committees. Act Blue's questions concern the contribution forms through which contributors make their contributions on Act Blue's website. Act Blue's users can configure the contribution forms to allow the contributors to make contributions to multiple committees at one time. Such multiple recipient forms include a box labeled as Split It that allows a contributor to enter a single contribution amount and split the amount among the recipient committees. Act Blue asks if the use of the Split It box to make contributions, one, results in Act Blue exercising direction or control over the contributions, or two, subjects the activity to the Commission's joint fundraising rules. The draft concludes that a use of the Split It box does not result in Act Blue exercising direction or control over the contributions, nor does it subject the activity to the Commission's joint fundraising rules. The Commission received no comments on the advisory opinion request or the draft, and should the Commission approve the draft, we ask for authority to make technical and conforming changes. I will be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Any questions for Mr. Stepanovich? Any questions for Act Blue? Okay, I just want to propose at the table from the blue draft some line edits, and Mr. Noti, I think you all have these, and they've been distributed to the offices. And on page 6, line 19, we would strike the quotation mark, and the line would now read, engages in joint fundraising, comma, pursuant to 11 CFR section 102.17 period. And the remainder of that line 19 and 20 would be stricken. And then on line 21, after the words participants in, we would insert the word such. So the sentence would read, among other requirements, the participants in such a joint fundraising effort. And then on line, on page 7, lines 8 and 9, we would edit the sentence to read, Act Blue asks whether use of the split it box on a contribution form would trigger these, strike the word commissions, joint fundraising requirements, and the remainder of the sentence would remain the same. And then on line 11, we would take out a little typo and extra space there. And I believe those are all the changes. Are there any comments or objections to these changes? Okay, hearing none, are we ready for a motion?
Yes, and I do have a couple of comments that I want to make about just general comments about this prior to the motion. As was indicated by Mr. Stepanovic, this request relates to the application of earmarking and joint fundraising rules. And what I want to note is that the court in the McCutcheon Supreme Court case directed the Commission and Congress to review our earmarking and joint fundraising rules to prevent circumvention of the base limits. And while this case does not apply to that, I do want to note that it is likely that the Commission will be considering an ANPRM with regard to these issues. We'll hopefully have an opportunity to look again at our earmarking and joint fundraising rules. Not applicable here, but I just wanted to note that for the record and for the public. And of course, we hope everybody will comment on those rules. But with regard to this particular request, I do want to say that this makes it so much easier for small donors to be able to contribute, which is something that we must and should encourage. That's part of our mission, to get more people to participate in the political process, and in particular, using technology for that purpose is the future, and it's something that we definitely should encourage, and I congratulate Act Blue for their proposal.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with everything that my colleague, the Commissioner from Silicon Valley, said just now. And also just wanted to compliment the staff. We started a number of years ago practice, particularly as we get closer to the election, of when we get a request in. We have 60 days under the law, but that doesn't mean we have to take all 60 days. And this one didn't seem controversial, seemed like an easy answer. So I'm glad that we were able to turn it around quickly. And I want to express my appreciation to the staff in getting a draft to us very quickly so that we could do that and provide guidance to the public.
I want to second that thought. Any other questions or comments? Okay.
With respect to advisory opinion request 2014-13, Act Blue, I move that the Commission approve agenda document number 14-44 with the edits proposed by Chair Goodman at the table, and authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any necessary technical and conforming edits.
Any questions, comments, debate regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0, Madam Secretary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nevin, thank you. Amy, thank you. The next item on our agenda was the Audit Division's recommendation memorandum on the Conseco for Congress Committee, and that document has been approved by tally vote of the Commission, and therefore no further vote is necessary. So the last matter of business today is, Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters which the Commission must address today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Hearing none, this concludes FEC's open meeting of September 18, 2014. Thank you all.
Thank you.